From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm John Wanamaker. Another juror in the manslaughter trial of St. Anthony Police Officer Geronimo Yanez is speaking out, this time exclusively to NPR News. The juror, who wants to remain anonymous, fearing reprisal, spoke with NPR's Tom Weber. He said the jury discussed whether or not Yanez saw Philando Castile's gun the night of the shooting. Ultimately, he said, they believed Yanez's account of that night over what the prosecution presented.
In the end, we had to go on his word. And that was, that's what it came down to.
The jury acquitted Yanez of manslaughter and weapons charges a week ago. Tom Weber's entire interview with the juror can be heard this morning at 11. Senators got their first look at the Republican health care bill yesterday. U.S. Senator Al Franken says the bill was drafted in secret and no hearings are scheduled. The Minnesota Democrat says that's in contrast to when the Affordable Care Act was passed by Congress in 2010.
We had lots and lots of hearings on this back in 2009. And this process is wrong, but we don't control the body.
Franken says after looking the bill over, he's still opposed to it. He says the cuts to Medicaid will hurt Minnesotans who depend on the program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill has to be passed quickly to give people relief who are suffering under the current health insurance law. The American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota says police used excessive force during a stop in Worthington last year. ACLU Executive Director Teresa Nelson released a dash cam video showing a drug task force official kneeing and punching a suspect.
We'd like to see the chief of the Worthington Police Department and the head of the drug task force both investigate this incident and impose discipline on this officer.
In a joint statement, law enforcement officials and the Nobles County attorney said the video shows only a portion of what happened that day and asked the public for patience. The criminal complaint against the driver alleges he tailgated a squad car and at one point threatened police. In sports, the Timberwolves drafted Arizona's Lauri Markkanen with the 7th overall pick for the Chicago Bulls after the two teams agreed to a blockbuster deal that sends 3-time All-Star Jimmy Butler to Minnesota. Two people with knowledge of the situation say the Bulls are sending Butler and the number 16 pick for Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the 7th pick. The forecast for today, cloudy scattered showers and isolated storms, mostly in eastern Minnesota, highs today in the 60s. Right now clear and 59 degrees in the Twin Cities in Duluth, partly cloudy and 51. This is Minnesota Public Radio News, the time 6:07.